This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Currently at 19, the field of Democrats running for the White House in 2020 is expected to rise to 20 tomorrow, when former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to roll out a long-anticipated presidential campaign. He will reportedly do so with an online video that will be posted tomorrow morning. There'll be a big campaign rally in Pittsburgh for him on Monday. A driver in Northern California in custody after reportedly deliberately driving into a group of eight people, injuring some of them last night. It happened in Sunnyvale, where police say the driver plowed into the people while they were waiting to cross the street. Then the car crashed into a tree, and the adult male driver was taken into custody. Millions of people across much of Texas, including San Antonio, Houston, and Austin, are in the path of severe weather today. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
House Democrats continue to issue subpoenas and make continued requests for information from President Trump and his associates. But his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says the president is right to not cooperate with those requests.
I'm not making this decision. This is White House counsel, executive privilege. I wouldn't give them a damn thing. I'd make them go to court and justify their investigation. I don't think they can.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler now issuing a subpoena for former White House counsel Don McGahn's testimony. A Texas man scheduled to be executed today for the dragging death of a black man, John King, convicted for his role in the murder of James Byrd back in 1998. He was one of three men who chained Byrd to the back of a pickup truck, dragging him for almost 3 miles in what is considered one of America's most brutal hate crimes ever. President Trump and the First Lady go to Georgia today to speak at a summit on the opioid crisis in Atlanta. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A man, authorities say, brought gasoline cans into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City 2 days after the Notre Dame Inferno is being arraigned today. Mark Lamparello, a part-time philosophy professor from New Jersey, was arrested last week with 4 gallons of gasoline, lighter fluid, and butane lighters. He'll be arraigned from his bed at Bellevue Hospital, where he's been undergoing a psychiatric evaluation, his Holy Week arrest coming just days after he refused to leave Sacred Heart Cathedral in Newark, New Jersey. Police say he had also bought a one-way ticket from Newark to Rome and was scheduled to fly out the day after he was busted at St. Patrick's. Critics of a new dress code policy for parents at a Texas high school are calling it discriminatory, especially against women. James Madison High School in Houston announcing the policy on its homepage a few days ago, requiring parents to conform to a dress code before they enter schools. The policy has a long list of clothing parents are not permitted to wear at school events, including hair rollers, pajamas, saggy pants, and Daisy Dukes, and men are not allowed to wear T-shirts. And James Holzhauer's Jeopardy winnings now top $1 million as the professional sports gambler won for the 14th consecutive day in Tuesday's episode, putting him in fourth place on the show's all-time consecutive wins list. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
What I appreciate so much about those of you who listen to the show is that you're committed to critical thinking and questions. You look at the grander picture of things, and that is a credit to you, and I would encourage you to continue on that course, especially in light of what is being whipped up and ginned up, however way you want to look at it, as a result of the upcoming 2020 elections. I mean, you listen to what these candidates are offering, and there's not a lot of reason other than, you know, you might call it clickbait or, you know, just to get some attention, let's just up the ante here. And some of this gets a bit dangerous because you begin to think, okay, well, what did I miss? Am I missing something here? Is there an itch that I should be scratching? You know, what all is going on? Well, such is the case on this war against law enforcement. The consequences, as you understand this, are quite deleterious and can end up with unintended consequences, which seems to be the order of the day with the liberal left and progressives, because it just seems like with any kind of policy or any kind of thought process, they come in, it's like they haven't even stopped to consider what their language could do that could be, unintended. For example, as I say, the war against law enforcement that is now endangering the public. Well, here to talk about this is a leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, and author of the books When Cops Killed and Blue News. Lance LaRusso joins us now. Lance, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. So break it down for our discerning audience. They're critical thinkers. They get it. And they need to be encouraged right now because the preponderance of information, especially from the mainstream media, is pretty much anti-law enforcement, is it not?
Yeah, and that's basically the problem that you've had. There's always been anti-law enforcement sentiment and folks that, you know, on the edges. And when I wrote the book When Cops Kill, I talk about the formal media, the professional news sources, and then the informal media, which is the blogs and social media and comments to the formal news sources. So folks have always been criticizing law enforcement. What happened basically around the time of Ferguson, maybe a little bit before, and then definitely a lot after, is people started this open criticism of law enforcement and accusing them of heinous acts, hunting down and killing black males, officers getting away with murder on a regular basis, people looking at statistics in a vacuum and say, for instance, officers kill almost 1,000 people a year and then make outrageous statements that they're almost all black males when they're not. Mm-hmm. And then they don't look at it in the context of the fact that officers make 12 to 13 million custodial arrests a year. Mm-hmm. So there has been this effort to lie with statistics, and unfortunately there's a lot of people involved in this movement that are feeding information to the media and pushing for as much attention as they can, who are lining their pockets through the controversy. The problem is it's not just the public that's losing because we have a 90% drop in recruiting in some areas, but also officers are getting killed. We've seen an increase in ambushes, increase in attacks, such as the officer in Harris County, Texas, who was getting gas and was just murdered. A couple of New York City police officers sitting in a car working a part-time job, or excuse me, extra duty to help make people safe around the holidays, and someone just walks up and just shot them and killed them.
And the thing is, again, for a moment, stop. I mean, these are fellow human beings. These are fathers. These are husbands. These are family men and women who, you know, want to serve the community. That's what they want to do. It's not like they leave, you know, as you and I have talked before, it's not like they go out the front door and they, you know, they're packing a gun and just can't wait to send a round downrange, right?
Yeah, and then that's the bottom line, too, is when you look at who these folks are, where they come from. I have known law enforcement officers who were former military, former social workers, former attorneys, people who are licensed to practice law, former chiropractors, stockbrokers. They really are a cross-section of society. Some are single parents. Some don't have kids. Some are retired from other professions. And, you know, some are pastors in their you know, they're
exactly
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at what they're doing, they're performing a service at great personal risk, but they're doing it to protect the lives of strangers. And demonizing them does not help. Demonizing them has not only led to a drop in recruiting, but it's also led to people leaving the profession at the first opportunity. So, Bill, you had people for a long time. I know I can retire at 20 or 25, but I'm going to get to 30. It's my personal goal. It's what I want to do. Sometimes a little bump in their retirement to do that. Sometimes it's just a pride thing, or sometimes it's, hey, I've reached a point in my profession where I can, you know, make a change in the agency. But now what we're seeing is at the first opportunity to retire, they're running out the door, and on the way out, they're telling their kids, their family, and their neighbors, don't get into law.
It's not worth it. Yeah, because you get, I think one of the key values for any profession, you know, I've often said, Lance, that you want to have a fair chance to win. And when I put it in that context, I don't mean that you're winning at somebody else's expense, that there's a loser there. By winning, I mean you've got a fair chance at demonstrating some competence and productivity. You know, you go into law enforcement because you want to make a difference and you're being productive. You can come home every night and say, wow, you know, I really helped some people out here. I really served the community and feel good about it. And, you know, in today's environment, when you're constantly under attack, I mean, it's even like our president. I mean, sometimes I think Donald Trump, you know, why do you want this job? You know, for all the grief that you've taken and, you know, what you've put your family under, you know, they had to endure. You've got a young son, you know, he's there hearing people talking about his father in a very disrespectful sort of way. Boy, man, that's a heavy dose of reality that you have to deal with.
Well, and it's kind of interesting. When you talk about the president, it's not even just the president. I mean, some of these local elections have gotten so nasty, I don't even know why anybody really even puts up with it anymore. But certainly law enforcement, firefighters, they didn't sign up for this, and there's no reason for it. And we've seen this hate, and it's nothing more than ignorance and hate directed towards firefighters as well in the riots that were taking place. And they weren't demonstrations. They were riots in Baltimore in connection with the Freddie Gray case. I was sitting there on the news watching people throw bricks at firefighters.
First responders, yes, exactly. That is disgusting.
And just imagine this for a second. They were cutting the fire hoses of firefighters who were in a building putting out a fire. I mean, that is like cutting someone's rope when they're climbing down a cliff.
Exactly. Yeah, or their oxygen hose, you know, that's their sole source of survival, and you're going to compromise that. I mean, this is insane. But again, I guess I point out these other things here, Lance, to say that this is part of our culture today. I mean, if that isn't a wake-up call for people to say, look, you know, we're really messed up here. We need some soul-searching. We've got to do something about this to take a stand against, all in the name of, you know, freedom of expression and that sort of thing. I mean, you can get to the point where it's just absolute idiocy. And the bullies have taken over, and it's time for people of courage to stand up and not be bullied about to say, this is unacceptable. Because, you know, we are losing good people going out the door. And then, of course, you know, you ask them about their experience in law enforcement, and it's not one that would be very positive that they would recommend for, you know, their family or their fellow citizens. We're going to talk more with Lance LaRusso on the other side of the break. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way. No truth, no lie. I believe you are the way, the truth, no lie.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh fresh and independent every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Lance LaRusso continues. He is a leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, and author of the books When Cops Kill and Blue News. And we're talking about the war against law enforcement. Lance, you know, because of the headlines and the way it's presented, people might get the false impression that there is a blatant lack of support for law enforcement, but it is a minority, like always, that captures the headlines, and we forget that there are many good people that believe in law enforcement and are very supportive of it, right?
Yeah, it's a vocal group of people. I call it a cacophony of ignorance. But what's interesting, when you look at the general public, they overwhelmingly support law enforcement. I'm sure the vast majority of your listeners do. And people ask me all the time, what can they do? What can they do to keep officers in their community from saying, hey, I've had enough, walking away from the job, going to something in the private sector? And it's very simple. Just go up and thank them.
Right.
When you see them out someplace, thank them for what they do. You know, anything beyond that, and people do very nice things. You know, they buy lunch for them. They do other things. But just knowing that they're appreciated and recognized makes a big difference. When I was a patrol officer, you have no idea how many times I was having a bad day. You know, one time I remember I watched a man die in his living room while the fire department was trying to save him. And a few minutes after that, I was eating lunch and ran into some people I knew. It was just, I didn't tell them what was going on, but it just made my day that there were friendly faces around to kind of get me through that.
And how do you process that, Lance? I mean, you know, something so dramatic as watching someone die one moment and the next moment, you know, life goes on, you've got to eat, and, you know, and meanwhile it's there. It's no doubt that eventually it would take a toll on somebody, on a veteran police officer who deals with this on a daily basis.
Yeah, and we talk about this in When Cops Kill a lot. It's basically the aftermath of a critical incident. All the profits from When Cops Kill, Peacemaking, and Blue News go to law enforcement charities. As you know, we've donated about $25,000 so far. And I interview people in there who've been involved in shootings, officers have been shot in the line of duty, and how they live with it. Just the things that officers talk about. You know, I talk about in the preface that you know, officers just carry this stuff around, firefighters too. You know, this is just, it's part of their personal story now of what they deal with. Mm-hmm. And you just have to keep going, not only for the people next to you, but mainly for the next person that needs help. A lot of times there's no time for you to get any downtime. There's somebody else that needs help.
And of course, when decisions have to be made in nanoseconds, you can't afford to have it be complicated with some sort of misgiving or stinking thinking idea, as Zig Ziglar might refer to it. You've got to remain sharp. And some people might perceive that as being callous, but you know, it's easier, I guess, if you're not wired, you know, for this kind of job, and you haven't experienced it, and you haven't walked in the boots of law enforcement. Boy, that is a foreign concept, is it not?
It can be. And, you know, the other thing you have to realize when we talk about shootings, officer-involved shootings, they don't happen in seconds. They happen in fractions of seconds.
Yes.
And the United States Supreme Court, in a case called Graham versus Connor, said that when we judge a law enforcement officer's actions, we don't use hindsight. And we have to also look through the lens of a reasonable officer, not a reasonable person. Mm-hmm. Because the officers learn things and know things about those interactions that the average person doesn't know. And unfortunately, with the advent of a lot of body cameras and videos, people look at the camera and say, well, you know, I can see something, and why would the officer use force? Well, the officer knows things about those interactions that you don't. And the camera will never give you the officer's view of what happened. The cameras see differently than the human eye. They have fisheye lenses. They distort distance. They see differently in low light and no light. And they don't, not only they don't focus exactly where the officer's eye is, but we know that when human beings focus on a threat, they exclude all other things. When you have a professional basketball player who's running down the court, knows who's to his right and his left, and his goal is on the basket, but there may be somebody who he doesn't see as a threat, he's not paying attention to at all.
Right, exactly.
Same thing with officers.
Mm-hmm. Lance, What happens, and I always, this came to mind there because it was, you hear another story where an officer is down and he's shot. You know, you talk about carrying, you know, these negative experience with you. How does an officer get beyond that? I mean, you know, that they're shot and, you know, and maybe they're able to return to duty. Some cases, they're forced into retirement and they're disabled. You know, how do they reconcile that?
Sometimes they never get past it. There's a lot of things that officers see that they are never able to move past. That's one of the reasons we rotate officers out of units like homicide or crimes against children, because it's just too much for people to take for too long of a period. Most of them get through it by their faith. Peacemaking is about a cop's walk with Christ, and it's real, true conversations I've had with officers who have taken a life or seen horrible things throughout the course of their career, and how do they move past it? You know, I've had people say, well, you know, are all police officers religious? Well, no, I guess the people who weren't religious and were law enforcement, maybe they're just stronger than I was. I wasn't able to get through without faith. And I guarantee you there's a whole lot more prayer said in the front seats of patrol cars than in the back.
Well, as they say, not many atheists in foxholes, are there?
I'm sure that's probably true.
I mean, when you're faced with things like this, and again, it's so extraordinary. When we consider laws, law enforcement officers who get in a firefight and deal with life and death situation, you know, last time we talked, you gave us a breakdown of numbers of how many actual incidences that we're talking about. I mean, thank God for all the, like you say, the confrontations that they have on an annual basis, you know, the millions of contacts. I mean, there's still, you know, only a small minority actually lead to a gunfight or where there's a fatality or injury involved, right?
Absolutely. We also know that when you look at the other side of the equation, about a third of law enforcement officers throughout the United States are assaulted every year. And that's close to a million law enforcement officers. So that's a lot of force
that's huge
against them. Mm. And, you know, not all those people are shot by the police. And, the other misconceptions are just how quickly these situations happen. And now the latest buzzword myth by people who don't know what they're talking about is the whole de-escalation. Why didn't the officer de-escalate? Well, it takes two people to de-escalate a situation.
Right.
The officer and the person they're dealing with. If I'm dealing with somebody who's 6'6" and 300 pounds and he says he's going to put me in the trunk of my patrol car and drive away, I can de-escalate all I want. But if I don't take some action, or if he doesn't de-escalate, I'm going to get very friendly with the spare tire at some point.
Right, exactly. And again, this is, you know, people, as you say, it's ignorance, it's the misperception and misunderstanding and buying into a narrative. And this is what concerns me right now with the kind of language that's being put out there, you know, because we're entering into the political arena and there's a lot of hyperbole and, you know, misinformation that's put out there, especially when, you know, law enforcement is being misrepresented.
Yeah, and part of the problem, and we talk about this in Blue News, law enforcement has gotten better, but they need to learn to tell their own story. If you don't tell your own story, someone else will. And what we see is an information gap when the officers are not able to put out information. They need to put something out, and beforehand they need to explain how investigations work, specifically officer-involved shootings, so the public is patient and they recognize in 24 hours they're not going to be able to tell you everything that happened.
Yeah, as much as due process has been under attack as well, that's an uphill battle. I mean, that's wind in the face kind of opposition that anybody that's pursuing the truth has to deal with. Lance LaRusso has been with us. Lance, as always, appreciate the time. Where can people donate to Blue Line Lawyer and get more information?
Sure. They can buy the books at BlueLineLawyer.com or at Amazon. And all the profits go to law enforcement charities. They can also go to Lance LaRusso Books. And we have a new fiction book out called Parallax.
You like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package. Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code radio and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts, and our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Currently at 19, the field of Democrats running for the White House in 2020 is expected to rise to 20 tomorrow, when former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to roll out a long-anticipated presidential campaign. He will reportedly do so with an online video that will be posted tomorrow morning. There'll be a big campaign rally in Pittsburgh for him on Monday. A driver in Northern California in custody after reportedly deliberately driving into a group of eight people, injuring some of them last night. It happened in Sunnyvale, where police say the driver plowed into the people while they were waiting to cross the street. Then the car crashed into a tree, and the adult male driver was taken into custody. Millions of people across much of Texas, including San Antonio, Houston, and Austin, are in the path of severe weather today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you just like that, America. Good to have you with us. We're here in Anaheim, California for NRB Proclamation, Proclaim 19, I should say. And we've got Bruce Priceman with us. We're going to be talking about a radical new book that challenges believers to reject doing nothing in retirement and to live out God's higher calling. Wow, awesome.
Bill, you're just a great example of that, so yeah. It's going to be easy for us to talk about
you
it.
You see, I shouldn't have told you that I started to retire several years back, and I just went bonkers, and next thing you know, I'm back behind the microphone one more time.
Well, you're just a great example. Our research shows that about 85% of Christians, when asked, what are they going to do in retirement, answer nothing.
Wow, yeah.
And so that's nearly not God's plan for our lives. So we got to change that thinking, but there's only about 30 million of them. So we got a bit of work to do.
You know, and Bruce, I'm glad to hear what you said and what you're doing here, because that's what I hear over and over again. I have a dear friend that when we were in California, she's 90 years old, retired teacher, and she's getting there at a point of her life. Has survived her husband and one son, and she's just there, and she's going, I'm not sure what God intends for me. And I said, look, my mom said the same thing, lived to be 93. I said, you can pray. If nothing else, you can pray.
Let me tell you a story. There's a gal in Tucson, her name is Pam. And Pam is 93, interestingly enough. She was a missionary. And when she came back off the field, then her health declined. And so now she's in a convalescent home. Not very mobile. She gets up every morning around 7:30 and, makes sure she's still alive and climbs back in bed. But now next to her bed, she has her pills, her water, a telephone, and a telephone book. And about 9 o'clock every day, she opens up that telephone book to the dog-eared page, goes down and makes a phone call, And when someone answers, she says, "My name is Peg, and I'm praying my way through the phone book."
Oh, wow.
How may I pray for you today? And so we're never too old. Billy Graham wrote his last book at 97. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Carter's written two books since he's been 90.
Right.
And so the transition from career into retirement, and then the three stages of retirement, all are important to understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the stages of retirement.
Let's do.
Okay.
First of all, just to understand that because we've got 30 years, mm-hmm. just go back and just think, what happened in your life between 20 and 50?
Right.
Just about everything.
Right, exactly.
Okay, why do we think then that it's one homogeneous period? So you've got this preparation time. Now, let's be clear biblically about preparation.
Mm-hmm.
We know that God created a plan for our lives before the beginning of time. The next step in that is when we were born with our DNA, and then we have all the experiences of life leading until age, say, 55 or 60. Now we're prepared, and yet 85% of Christians will say they're going to do nothing, and leisure is just another way of doing that.
Right.
And so that preparation, but there's spiritual preparation, Bill. There's physical preparation. There's emotional preparation. All of those things lead us to a point where we have greater opportunity to serve
mm-hmm.
and to listen to God's call in that first stage. But it's called active application.
Yes.
Active application. That goes up to, say, late mid-70s. Then you go into what we call a mentoring stage.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity to be able to share what God has taught you and be able to do that in a mentoring kind of a fashion. And then that last stage, which is sharing or reflective, be able to think back and to be able to share that information. Unfortunately, in the church, we silo people by age.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not as much of this going on as there should be.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, it's so important, again, to connect with one another. And, of course, in this current culture, we have a lot of disconnecting because of technology. People are so focused on, you know, social media and that sort of thing that it does get in the way and deprives us of these golden nuggets that are out there. You know, we're just not listening to people who can be our mentors, that can teach us so much because of what they've experienced, right?
With our youth culture,
right.
It's difficult to interface with that is because so many Christians and so many in our culture are trying to be young rather than accepting what God has for them in these senior times.
Bruce, so how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I spent 30 years working on the financial side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I realized? That the why is so important that the how doesn't matter.
Mm.
And so the whole financial world is spent focusing on the how, and I realized God brought me through a whole series of circumstances to say, no, we need to address the why. And that's God's call on our life
mm-hmm.
during each one of those stages.
Right. So, so as you started meditating and thinking about, okay, about putting this whole program together, what was the next step for you?
The next step for me was to realize that it's not a book, it's not a program. It's not anything. It is a movement. And a movement, you come to it with open hands, Bill.
Right.
And you bring the subject there, and people recognize it, and then God works in them, and you bring together lots of people. For example, we have a retirement reformation roundtable. 15 authors that get together, and what is God teaching you, and share with each other.
Wow, very cool. Wow, that's awesome. 15 authors together, and I'm sure there's other occupations, other mentors that come together as well, right?
Absolutely. Here's the big dream. Here's the big dream. To have a retirement reformation coordinator in every single church and parachurch in the country. Now, there's 235,000 churches, so we got a big job ahead
of us. Exactly.
But the Retirement Reformation Manifesto
is
something that leads into that, and that for your listeners, they can find that at retirementreformation.org. Retirementreformation.org. There is the manifesto there. They can read that. They can download it. And I'd ask them to sign it also. We've got 1,000 people that have signed that.
Wow, very cool. Yes, exactly, because that really commits you at this point to it. Now, how do we get the churches involved, because you're using the church foundationally to say, look, you've got people in your pews here, and they're assets in more ways than you realize, basically.
Unfortunately, what the church is telling most seniors these days is two things. Number one, don't stop giving. grumpy. Second, don't be grumpy. And that's about the extent.
And why are they grumpy, let me ask you?
Generally, they're not, but they're afraid that they might be, and they'll disrupt everything else that's going on. Instead of embracing that age group programmatically and spiritually to be able to help them to be part of a new army that is out there. It's the greatest unused resource in the kingdom today.
Well, and that's my point in asking you that question, because my observation has been people get grumpy regardless of age when the talents and gifts that God has given them are not grown and exercised. That will make you grumpy in a heartbeat. Yeah. That's why this country was so cranky for so long, and now that it's gotten back to work, look at the happiness and ratio, the enthusiasm ratio, how that's increased in our country.
Well, we all know that when we have meaning and purpose in our lives,
yes,
then in fact we are fulfilled, and we have passion, and when we have passion, we have energy.
Yes. Without a doubt. I mean, because you've got a job to do. It's not over. Right?
It is definitely not over. Now, each one of those three stages has a different look to it, a different feel to it. Mm-hmm. And understanding that that's true gives us the opportunity to be prepared.
Right. Now, Bruce, how can they get engaged, with Retirement Reformation and your book and all that you're doing here?
If you go to retirementreformation.org, you'll see a whole series of resources. The opportunity to sign up to get the book, the Retirement Manifesto, there is a prayer guide, there are devotions, there is an ongoing amount of information and support that will be found at that website. We have the work of the 15 people that have joined with me, and so each one of them has a book, each one of them has resources, and so we want to engage everyone who it strikes God's heart.
Yes, exactly.
To be able to take a step into this issue and then into the solution.
Wow, this is excellent. I'm so excited about what you're doing, and I want you to stay in touch with me, because we need to, continue to keep the word out there and move this along and encourage churches to get involved. And like you say, I think this is something that starts at the grassroots level, because, whether it's someone who's picking up a phone book and praying through the phone book, I mean, how precious is that? We wish you all the best, and again, I want to stay in touch because I want to stay on top of this. I think this is real exciting what God's doing.
Thanks, Bill, and let's refire together.
You've got it. Amen.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself for your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Now
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And, boy, I'll tell you, we've got a real story to share with you. Coming to you from Anaheim, California, NRB Proclaim 19. And we've got a new documentary that tells of one family's remarkable impact on nearly a million Chinese orphans. This story of the children of Shanghai. It shares the care for children by its founders, Robert and Elizabeth Glover. Elizabeth and Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So, Robert, first with you. Tell us the genesis of how this all began.
Yes. Well, I guess I was working in the UK in social welfare, and I felt a real calling of God to China. I'm not too sure what that was about. I thought I was escaping from social welfare.
Right.
In fact, when I end up meeting some quite divine appointments in Shanghai with senior government officials, we started to talk about there was an alternative to institutions. You know, kids don't do well in institutions.
Right.
And, you know, we had the opportunity to introduce something new. There wasn't even a word for foster care adoption. So we started to talk to them about an alternative, a positive alternative to institutions where children could grow up in families. These are Chinese children in Chinese families in China.
Oh, wow. Well, Elizabeth, I mean, you know, Robert talks about a divine appointment.
Yeah.
And anything divine and godly in China is almost antithetical, is it not? If I can say that, I mean, it had to be a God thing or else it wouldn't have happened, right?
Yeah, it had to be. We've got six children ourselves, and we moved from a very idyllic place in the UK. So we were in the Channel Islands, population 58,000 people, Bluebell Woods, beaches all around. We had a 400-year-old farmhouse, our own stream, 40 chickens, and God said, I want you to move to China.
Wow.
And that's what we did. We moved to China because we loved God and we wanted to be obedient to God. And we knew that it needed a move. We knew that we had to leave things behind. And we felt a radical, we felt a radicalness about that, that God was calling us to something radical. So we needed to respond radically. We gave everything away. We had people come to the house, take our car. We had people come and take a washing machine. And
How liberating was that?
It was wonderful.
If not even insane, probably. Insanely liberating.
Yeah.
Like you said, it was radical.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And because the island is small, We were attending a church there, and we said in the morning before we leave, we're going to go up and pull our mattresses out of the house, burn the mattresses, say goodbye, mm-hmm. and then they could, when they saw the smoke going up, they could come and pick us up and drive us to the airport.
Oh,
and that's what we did.
That was the signal to come and get you, right?
That was the signal to come and get us, and now, that's what we did. We took the children and we said, we're going on a mission with God, we're going on an adventure with God,
uh-huh.
burnt our mattresses, and someone came and drove us to the airport.
Did you tear the stickers off the mattress? You know, because I was just talking about that the other day. I mean, what a silly thing. You know, it's some federal offense to tear the stickers off. Well, we're going to burn them up anyway, so let's go. Why not? So, Robert, here you are. I mean, to make that decision, I mean, you're moving your family. It's you just feel like you're being called of God.
Yeah.
And but you don't have this all set up. You're just kind of just going, and then this appointment, this divine appointment, as you say, comes about.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we went, we were in a bit of a Holy Spirit bubble. We hadn't got a clue what was going on. We couldn't speak Chinese.
Yes.
Yeah, we were quite.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
We landed in Shanghai, and just everything started to move around us. And you know what? When we started, we were talking about 300 children. Never in our wildest dreams did we think 20 years later, a whole generation,
wow.
a million children would be placed back into families in China. And look, you know, I think we're going to see the benefit. I think there's God's going to do something amazing. You put a million orphans back into families, and that's going to affect that nation, I believe.
Well, without a doubt. I got to tell you, oh, by the way, America is short on a labor force, probably in large part because of abortion.
Yeah.
You know, 60
yeah.
million babies. That's an entire generation
yeah.
of labor force.
Yeah.
And so that God is redeeming. And, of course, we know what's happened, historically with the children in China. And for you to offer them this alternative.
Yeah.
I mean, like you say, institutions do not do well with kids.
No.
And this film is a wonderful way because I've got to say, being English, you know, we think that the American people are the most generous people in the world, and they have really got behind the vision that we had for these children
mm-hmm.
and supported us over the last 20 years. And today we have this film, incredible film, about four of these children's
yes, wow,
showing them today as adults,
mm-hmm.
and it is just a miracle to see what God has done in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
These are movers and shakers of Shanghai.
Amazing.
You know, a little girl that lay on the floor with cerebral palsy went on to become a gold medalist in the Special Olympic Games in Australia.
Unbelievable. Wow. What great stories. And Elizabeth, God has been using you. And here it is. You laid it all on the line. You put it all on the altar, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I think for us, we'd been praying for God to use us, that we wanted to give him everything, and he took us at our word when we prayed. He said, yeah, I'm going to send you, and it's just been such a privilege to see God at work, really.
Mm-hmm.
We stepped out, and God has done some amazing things. Our children, I think because we took the risk, it is risky. There's always
no doubt,
a risk.
Right.
You know, you believe God is saying to do something, and you say, okay, we're going to go with it because we believe that's what you're saying.
Right.
And God has been very faithful to our kids. They all love the Lord. They're
well, I'm just thinking what they
the
have
world.
Must, what they, how they were transformed through all this,
yeah,
right?
They were,
what were the ages at the time when they were?
So our eldest was 12,
mm-hmm.
and the twins were 4. So mm-hmm. 12, 10, 8, 6, and twins are 4.
Right.
When we left the UK, they were in wonderful education on this idyllic island.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Small classes. Lots of input, great education, and when we moved to China, we didn't know. We actually didn't know where we were going to live. We didn't know where they would go to school, if I would have to homeschool. And, you know, we're British,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, homeschooling is a little foreign to us.
Right, that's right.
And we didn't know. And I remember we'd been in China about 18 months, and they were attending school. We didn't have the finance to pay for school, so schools were generous, but they weren't the best schools.
Right.
And the children, one night, in the middle of the night, I woke up, and I just thought to myself, what have I done? My children, the education is awful.
Oh.
What have I done? And I thought, God, I need you now.
Mm.
And I went downstairs, made a cup of tea, and opened my Bible, and on one side there was a map, and on the other side I started to read my Bible, and it was about Jesus at the wedding of Canaan.
Yeah.
And as I read, the Bible said to me, Jesus took 6 clay pots and filled them with the best wine.
Oh, perfect.
And for me, 6 children, I thought, that's what they need.
Yes.
They need Jesus to fill them.
Right.
That's all they need. They don't need the best education. They don't need what the world has to offer.
Mm.
They need what God has to offer them. They need Jesus.
Amen.
And from that point, I thought, it's fine. Whatever the education, whatever the experience. And we just see God so faithful to our family. And they also, they know, they understand as adults that God wanted to help those children in China.
Right.
He wanted to help those children in Asia. And they understand that. They look back and they say, we wouldn't have had it any other way, Mum.
Exactly. And it required a total family commitment and investment, including the twins, the youngest, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing.
I think for me as a father, you know, I mean, the ministry is one of the priority is your wife and children.
Yes.
And today, seeing my 6 children, all on fire for God.
Oh, wow.
All, you know, I mean, my eldest is in Hanoi in the ministry. We've got another one working in with drug addicts in Hong Kong. I'm just so proud of my kids.
Exactly.
And that comes through sacrifice.
Could this have happened in the UK?
I mean, I think that's what I look at. We come back to UK and we see our friends and we see the problems that our friends are having with their kids and how they've been raised and they're all off the rails. And then I just think, wow, through that sacrifice and through working through helping others, our kids are all well-adjusted, all going for God.
Well, we've been visiting with Robert and Elizabeth Glover. What a great story. And, of course, you get a treat because the new documentary tells of the one family's remarkable impact on nearly, if you can imagine, 1 million, you heard it right, 1 million Chinese orphans. And it's documented in this movie, Children of Shanghai. How can they access this?
They can go onto the website. It's www.childrenofshanghai.com. The trailer's on there, and there will be screenings coming up soon. And we're looking at next spring going through Fathom.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
no, that's great. So we'll make sure we'll continue to promote it. Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
When you get those dates set up, you make sure you let me know, and we'll because our audience is going to want to know more about it. Okay.
Wonderful.
And we'll link it on our website too at BillMartinezLive.com. Robert, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank
God bless you.
Thank you so much, Bill.
All right.
Thank you.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place.